Now we must understand that the will of God for our lives is divine health and prosperity in all things. Divine health, prosperity in all things. Now this is the will of God for every man upon the face of the earth. If you turn quickly to the book of the third book of John, chapter 1, the only chapter, verse 2, it says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." You see it? "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." Now these are words by the Apostle John. Now that is an apostle who had a deep insight into the divine will of God. He had insight into the heartbeat of God. And let us understand that we are among the beloved of God. The beloved are those who walk in truth. When we walk in truth, we realize that we are among the beloved. The beloved are those who walk in truth, in the truth, the way it is in the mind of God. So listen carefully to this message. It does not matter your condition. So try to, you know, if you have some kind of condition, health condition, just try to release your mind for a moment and just listen to this message, because it might heal you. It might be the message that will bring that healing that you've desired all your life. Praise God. This is the will of God for our lives: health, prosperity, and, you know, in all things. In your finances, your state of emotion, everything, that you prosper in everything, so that life now becomes paradise. So that once more you can experience what paradise is. Because paradise is a state. Paradise is a consciousness. It's a place we attend to when we walk in truth. When we walk among the beloved of God. You see, have you wondered that Enoch never died? Enoch did not taste of death. He was taken away. The Bible says he walked with God. Enoch found the company of the beloved. Enoch walked in truth. And because he walked in truth, that life of God swallowed him up. He walked with God and he was taken away. He was snatched away from the jaws of death. He was taken away into a realm of life. And life and life and life abundantly. Because in God there is no sorrow. In God there is no sickness. Praise God. There is no suffering in God. we suffer these things simply because we walk outside the revelation of truth. We walk outside God. Praise God for the power of the gospel. The power of the gospel reconciles us back, unites us back with the truth. It reconciles us back to God, so that we can be recognized once more as the beloved. See, where there is sickness, pain, sorrow, all these things are simply the fruits of death. And in God there is no death. Praise God. Some people say God tests them, God tries them. Let us understand that God does not try any man. God does not test any man with sickness. Neither does he try men with sickness and with disease and with poverty and with suffering. God never tries any man. See, if you are ever caught up into the sanctuary of God and you begin to hear the heartbeat of God, see, when you begin to hear love, what pure undiluted love is, you know, flowing from the heart of God, you will know that in him there is no darkness at all. God cannot place a curse on anybody. God cannot strike any man with sickness, with leprosy, with cancer, with sugar, diabetes. See, we fall into this problem simply because we walk in the lie. Simply because we walk outside the revelation of truth. So all those things that men suffer is simply the work of the devil. And the devil has been a liar from the beginning. That is all he has ever known, the lie. The lie is the opposite of the truth. All the devil has ever known is to walk contrary to anything that is according to God's purpose and truth. Praise God. So when we see sickness in our bodies, when we see pain in our bodies, emotional pains, all these things are simply the works of the devil. And we are getting the keys here right now how to escape these things. Oh, hallelujah. I've been in Chicago right now for a couple of days, and I observe, you know, disorders in the bodies of many, many brethren all over the place. People bloated out. Obesity is the order of the day in America. Beautiful people who have been overcome with overweight. And you see them barely living, just struggling. Now, many, many of these things we see around in America, despite the abundance they have in the natural realm. There's a lot of abundance in America, but yet you see poverty. You see pain, and you see the same suffering that you see in Africa or in any third world country or in any place where, you know, these places that are known for famines and suffering and all that. Why is it? Now, the thing is that all men have to revert back to the truth with urgency. All men have to revert back to the truth with sincerity. All men have to hold on to that eternal life that God has revealed from heaven in this hour. That is what is happening. Nothing else. Every man has to revert back to the truth. No more flattering. Every man has to go back into his closet and begin to commune with the Father of lights. Praise God. If people like Enoch, thousands and thousands of years before the appearing of Christ, could discover the secret of life and enter into life. These ones escaped the jaws of death. They escaped the realm of pain and suffering, the realm of poverty, sickness, disease. Enoch escaped that realm and entered into that realm of light, where prosperity is the word, where you prosper in all things, hallelujah. That was the realm in which Enoch was taken into. Praise God. And that is the realm today that we are called to possess as the saints of God. Praise God. Now I'm going to quickly read something from Daniel. God is teaching us certain secrets. And without these secrets, there's no way we can truly enjoy this life that the gospel has introduced to us. Quickly turn to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 10. Okay, here we go. Daniel chapter 10. I just start off from verse 2. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full days. I ate no pleasant food. No meat or wine came into my mouth. Nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Now, on the 24th day of the first month, I was by the side of the great river, that is Tigris. I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of upaz. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like touches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision. But a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Praise God. Hallelujah. Therefore I was left alone, and when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was returned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength. Yet I heard a voice, or the sound of his words, and while I heard the sound of his voice, I was in deep sleep on my face, with my face to the ground. Praise God. Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands, and he said to me, Daniel, man greatly beloved. Are you listening to that word, Daniel? Daniel, Man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright. For I have not now been sent to you for while he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, fear not, Daniel. For from the day thou stillest thy heart to understand and to humble thyself before thy God, your words were heard. And I have come because of thy words. Hallelujah. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came up to me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision refers to many days yet to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now let's pause here. I don't want to go too far so I don't lose steam here, but I want us to understand that this encounter Daniel had is a prophetic encounter. This encounter that Daniel had is not an encounter just for Daniel, it's an encounter for you and I. God by His Spirit is revealing a great mystery here to you and I. A mystery that will cause us to overcome the thing called sickness and death. They are one. Sickness and death is one. See, God is showing us the keys here on how we can return to that flawless life, the life of paradise, the life that is hidden in God. See it. A life free from sin. A life free from fear. Hallelujah. You know, fear is the order of the day here. Fear is the thing that rules in humanity. You hear the angel, the man of God, telling Daniel, fear not. Remember the words of Jesus was always, fear not. Peter, fear not. Fear not, because when we live outside the truth, when we live ignorant of the truth, fear takes a hold on us. So the whole world today is governed by fear, uncertainty, fear of the unknown, fear of death. Fear not, because fear is not of my world. That is what the angel was trying to tell Daniel. Fear is not of my world. Son of man, fear not. Praise God. God wants to bring us into the place of true life. So when we have fear, that is not life. Fear is not life. Praise God. Daniel, we see Daniel being called a man from the beloved. Hallelujah. A man greatly beloved. Greatly beloved of who? Of men? No. A man greatly beloved of God. Because Daniel stood as one who was faithful in a perverse and sinful generation. He stood faithful relating to the name of the Lord. Faithful. While all men bowed their knees to idols and to whatever, Daniel always stood his ground with his eyes focused on that invisible presence that dwells beyond the veil of human reason. Fear not, man greatly beloved. Praise God. Daniel had fasted. He had prayed for 21 days. before he got that vision, before he had this encounter from heaven. A visitation that is available for every man today who knows truth. All those who seek the Lord, all those who call upon the name of the Lord, will have the same vision that Daniel had. Praise God, because that vision Daniel had, that revelation of that man from heaven, represents the very promise of God for humanity. It represents the end of the faith. It represents the beginning and the end. It represents the life. It represents the power. It represents the glory. It represents the finished work of God. See it. Daniel has set his heart aside that to know him, to see this vision, to seek the face of the Lord. How many of us have set our minds aside? I know how many of us have made up our minds to seek the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength. How many of us have, determined in our heart to leave all the pleasures of this temporal order, to seek this one that seated upon the circle of the head? Daniel fasted 3 weeks without doing anything pleasurable in the flesh, waiting patiently to hear. See, how many of us can fast today? How many of us can abstain from the many fleshy lusts and activities of men and just be still and wait on the Lord? How many of us can kick our eating habits for a moment? How many of us can kick our, lusty fleshy habits and stand still for a moment? Praise God. You know, we don't force people to fast. We never try to say people must fast and all that kind of stuff. See, but we must understand that the Son of God must be able to have control. How can you call yourself a Son of God if you do not have control over the beggarly elements of this world? How can you call yourself the Son of God? See it. If a plate of fried chicken, a plate of Kentucky fried chicken or whatever can knock you off your feet, I see it. We have to have a revelation of who we are as sons of God. You see, when you are a son of God, you are not a slave to corruption. You rule over the beggarly elements of this world. The elements of this world don't rule over a son of God. You are not a slave to corruption. Praise God. Paul says that meat for the belly for meat, and meat for the belly. But all those things will be destroyed. Those temporal things that men run after, these habits. You see, when you see somebody who doesn't have control over what he eats, control over the mouth, he's simply a slave to corruption. So let there be a bit of control. Let us learn to control ourselves, control our habits, our appetite, the things that we do. Let us learn to do that. Praise God. Isaiah 58 talks about what God considers a true fast. Praise God. A true fast. Isaiah 58. It simply talks about working and doing the will of God. prophecy, when you begin to walk in the spirit, when you begin to walk in the revelation of Christ as it comes to you, that is what they call a fast. When you put aside the lusts of the flesh and stop doing your own thing and stop speaking your own words, but you begin to speak the words of the Alpha and the Omega, you begin to speak the words of the Almighty God, you begin to walk as the Almighty God, you begin to see as the Almighty God, you begin to walk in the revelation of your true spiritual identity. That is what they call a fast. It's abstaining from the lust of this world, abstaining from the things of the flesh and walking in the spirit. That's what they call a fast. And it requires endurance, continuity, and patience. Praise God. With all the temptations and with all the things that this world has got to offer, if you want to walk on this kind of journey, it requires patience, endurance, and continuity. And that is what we are called to do. That is our calling, brethren. Praise God. Isaiah 58, let's quickly turn there. I don't assume that everybody understands the scriptures. God is giving us keys on how we can overcome all this sickness and death and disease and all these things, because it is not the will of God. God does not test us. God does not try us. See, God cannot, you know, behold the suffering of his people. He's always there to deliver his people. He takes no pleasure in the death and the suffering of the people. He's always there to get his people out with open arms. That is God. See, the Bible says that God, somebody says that when God punished Adam, God kicked Adam out of the garden. God did not kick Adam out of the garden. It was Adam who drove himself out of the garden. See, all that thing that begins to happen to Adam when he transgresses and finds himself thrown out of the garden occurs in his mind. It occurs in his consciousness. Do you get that? So because in reality, when you begin to walk in the lie, when you begin to walk in the flesh, you become veiled from the reality of the love of God. You become veiled from the reality of God's nature of light. Praise God. That veil wants to, you know, has to be removed again. That veil is over all men today who walk in ignorance. It's a veil that hides the reality of the love of God. That is why John the Apostle comes with a new revelation. In 1 John, says that God is love. That is revelation. God is love. The Hebrews never knew that before. God is love, and in him there is no darkness at all. James says in him there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. This comes by revelation, because the Hebrews never knew God in that manner. Neither do the people of this world know God in that manner. What people do not realize is the Hebrew nation was under law. In likewise manner, the men of this age who are veiled from the reality of the love of God are also under law. All men are under law. Doesn't matter whether you have, you know, 10 commandments or some kind of commandments written on a book or not. The law already works in all men who walk outside of the truth. All men who are veiled to the reality of what God is. So God is not, it's not a pleasure to God to see you suffering on your sick bed, rolling here and there, and, you know, going from hospital to hospital. It's not the will of God. It's not the pleasure of God. Now that's why these messages are coming out, to ship us out of the realm of death and to cause us to stand in our rightful place in light. Hallelujah. Because the Father has handed to us the kingdom right from the beginning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before I forget quickly, Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58. Where are you? We're just talking about the true fast. They said Daniel fasted 21 days. And God is teaching us how we can fast. Because if we can wait on the Lord, if we can fast, if we can be faithful to the Lord, definitely we are going to see that same thing that Daniel saw. That same encounter is reserved for all those who wait on the Lord. Praise God. And I'm going to show you how this thing occurs in us. Because any man who gets a true revelation of what Daniel saw can never die. Hallelujah. Enoch had that same encounter that Daniel had. Enoch saw and entered in to that same thing that Daniel saw. Today we are called to be in that number who will see that same thing Daniel saw. It's a great mystery. Praise God. Isaiah 58. I'll start off from, let's go down verse 6. Isaiah 58 verse 6. Is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heaven burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and hide yourself and not hide yourself from your own flesh, then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your regard. Then you shall call and the Lord will answer you. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger, the speaking wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. And it shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now let's jump quickly to the verse 13. If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your own pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and thou shalt honor him, and not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasures, nor speaking your own words, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. Hallelujah. Amen. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. The mouth of the Lord has spoken it. If you cease from speaking your own words as a man, doing your own will as a man, doing your own thing as a man, and once more begin to put on the identity of the Lord and begin to speak the words of the Lord, you begin to walk in the ways of the Lord as the Lord, first of all, you must have this revelation that God is giving this hour, and by faith, exercise yourself to it. See it, and the darkness begins to dissolve. The light begins to spring forth. See, the waters within you, the waters of Eden, the rivers of pleasures will begin to flow within you. See, they are already there, but you begin to once more realize them. Praise God. As you do these things, walking in the revelation light, confessing, the mystery of Christ in you and walking in that spiritual revelation, you begin to discover your healing once more. Praise God. You begin to discover that divine health that is already in you. It's just a matter of turning away from the lie. It's a matter of divorcing ourselves from the things of this world and laying hold on that which is beyond the veil of human reasoning. That is what a fast is. See it. Keeping ourselves and laying hold on that life of God, the life of the Lord. Lay hold on eternal life. Then we can escape the death and the sickness and all the horrors that humanity is subject to. That is darkness. Where there is sickness, that is darkness. Where there is pain, sorrow, that is darkness. It is not of God. In God there is no darkness. And God cannot give you what He does not have. So God is teaching us how to get at. He's getting His sons out of that realm of death that we've created for ourselves. Praise God. So Daniel fasted and he had that revelation. He had a revelation of that man of pure light. Oh, praise God. Only Daniel could see that man. Nobody around Daniel was able to see that man. Nobody. Except Daniel. Daniel saw the man. And, you know, the other people around only heard earthquakes. They could not see the man. And they all fled. Praise God. There was only Daniel there to see that man. Brethren, this work is a work for the solemn. For the solitary. Praise God. We have to learn to leave all things aside. The relationships of the earth, all these things aside. Leave them. Loosen ourselves and seek with patiently this glory that is already there. So Daniel saw this man of light. See, his appearance was like lightning. His face was like lightning. His eyes burned like lamps, torches. Praise God. His body was like beryl, which talks of a transparent gemstone. His arms and his feet was like, you know, were like polished, burnished brass. Praise God. And he had the voice of many waters. He was seeing a light beam. A transparent light beam. Hallelujah. This was what he saw after having that vision. In reality, what God did was to place a mirror before him to see a revelation of himself at the end of this. Praise God. Daniel was not appointed to enter in and partake of that which you saw at that moment. See, but brethren, for you and I, the door is open to be partakers of that light body that Daniel saw. Because what Daniel saw was a revelation of the Lord's body. What Daniel saw was a revelation of the beginning and the end. What Daniel saw was a corporate body of perfected spirits who inhabit eternity. Perfected spirits that inhabit the paradise of God. That is why Daniel was at the bank of the river Tigris. The river Tigris was one of the rivers that separated the Garden of Eden from the rest of the world. In the transgression, all men find themselves on the other side of the river. See, but God is drawing us back by the revelation of truth into that presence so that we can realize that that thing that Daniel saw is you and I. See, it is the company of the beloved. It represents the flawless life of the Lord. Praise God. And this is our exceeding great reward. Those who patiently wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. That one that we saw knows no sickness. He knows no death. He knows no aging. He knows no corruption. He simply is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Daniel was seeing a revelation of Christ, who appears in different forms. He appears as the Alpha and the Omega. He appears as the beginning and the end. He appears as the bright and morning star. Praise God. He appears as the glory cloud of God. See, God wants every man here to recognize that as his true image. Recognize that as his true form from the foundation of the world. See, the body of Baal, transparent, speaks of, you know, a spiritual body without form. Transparent is like air, it's like the wind, it's like glass, transparent, with no form of materialism. That is you and I. Praise God. A transparent body, no form, no material form. That is you and I. It talks about our true spiritual bodies. Praise God. He had arms and feet like polished brass. With those arms and feet, this creature of God would tread upon serpents and pick up serpents and scorpions, and nothing can by any means harm it. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus Christ says, I give you power over all powers of the enemy. You shall tread upon scorpions and serpents. Why? Because you who are gathered unto the Lord, you are united in his purposes. You are who have united unto the name of the Lord. Do put on that image that Daniel saw. Praise God. Because there's no way, you know, the bite of a serpent can penetrate those bronze feet or those bronze hands. It's impossible. Hallelujah. When he appears in the book of Revelation as the Alpha and the Omega, this same image. Hallelujah. In the book of Revelation, he appears. This same image is the image that John the Apostle saw thousands of years later, to show the consistency of the gospel. It is the same image that the three disciples, John, Peter, and James, saw upon the mountain of transfiguration. Hallelujah. That is the same image that they saw. Just study, compare the scriptures. Look at them. Study them together. Hallelujah. You see it? Study the scripture. You see that the three of them had the same garment. When Jesus transfigured upon the mountain of transfiguration, he was revealing to them his true spiritual eternal form. He was revealing to them the beginning and end attribute in him. He was revealing to them the Lord from heaven, which in reality is our image. Every man has to hear that voice. For a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased, hear him. God wants every man upon the earth today to hear the testimony from heaven and be conformed back to that image of the Lord who is upon that Mount Zion. Hallelujah. This is the only way you can escape the suffering and the death and the pain and many, many things that men are subject to. It's only by him. It's only by getting a revelation of this man from heaven. Hallelujah. When John saw him, when the disciples saw him upon the mountain of transfiguration, he had the appearance of lightning. He had the same light garments. His face shone as the sun. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. He was with a light garment. This, the same image that John the Apostle sees in Revelation chapter 1 when he sees the Alpha and the Omega. That same image. Exactly the same thing. Hallelujah. When John sees him in Revelation chapter 1, he says that the feet was like brass that was placed in a furnace, burning. Oh, praise God. With that feet, he walks upon the earth. See, and he squashes the head of the serpent. Destroys the power of the serpent. And let me, when Jesus Christ says he gives you power over all the powers of the enemy, the power of the enemy is death, sorrow, sickness, diseases. That is the enemy. That is the devil. And God has not given us that portion. The portion that God has given us is a portion in life and in light. Praise God. Now you understand the mystery. Jesus Christ knew that those who were, who go on his account to preach the gospel, Jesus Christ knew that those who are gathered unto him all wear that same image. Because the serpent can in no wise penetrate those bronze feet and those bronze hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And another thing that you notice is that he had the voice of many waters. So in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, John said that his voice was like the voice of many waters. Daniel says that his voice was like the voice of a multitude, a roar of a crowd, multitudes of people. See, that is a corporate body. See, it's a body that, you know, consists of many members. And you see, any man who has a revelation of what God is doing in this hour seeks to be in that company, because these are the company of those who are redeemed upon Mount Zion. They are the ones that form that man in heaven. It's a corporate body. They're all speaking with one voice in the unity of the faith in the Lord. One mind, one voice, one tongue. Hallelujah. This is what we are called to. This is the privilege that God has called us to. But how many people can wait on the Lord? How many people can seek the Lord? How many people can stand their ground in a sick and perverse generation? Be strong. Hallelujah. Be strong. Be strong and be patient. Don't let your faith fail you. Continue in the revelation of Christ. Continue in this revelation from above. Hallelujah. If you have this revelation, stand your ground. Don't let the revelation drown in the pool of humanity. Only Daniel was ready to stand alone. All fled from that site, from that place. Daniel was alone to see this vision. Enoch walked with God and he was alone and he escaped death. Every man who has this revelation must be prepared to walk solitary. See, you don't have to be bothered about crowds. You don't have to be bothered about being known by men. Because in reality, men can never understand the things of God. If they knew Jesus, they would know you. But if they did not know Jesus, how do you expect that they can ever know you? You must understand that this gospel is a gospel that can be heard by only those to whom it is given. So we should never be discouraged. Oh, praise God. God is teaching us today how we can escape. Hallelujah. How we can escape all the problems of humanity. Just imagine that man that Daniel saw. In him there is no sickness, no death, no sorrow, no poverty. Praise God. That is a prosperity. That man is the man of Eden. That man is the one that inhabits Eden. That man is of the dimension of Eden. Hallelujah. He's the one that knows life in abundance. Praise God. And God is calling us today to be partakers. Hallelujah. Partakers of that body. Partakers of this grace unto life. Praise God. God wants us to be in that number, in that crowd, shouting for joy, shouting in one voice. Hallelujah. You know, raising and exalting the name of the King. That is the will of God for you and I. It is not His pleasure to see us suffer. It is not His pleasure to see us suffer from diabetes. It's not His pleasure to see us suffer from, you know, cancer. It is not God's pleasure to see us suffer from poverty. God is not trying you. He's not testing you. Just remove all those things from your mind and seek the truth. Lay hold on eternal life. Seek the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with everything in you. And never give up. And He's faithful. See, the psalmist says that I sought the Lord and He comforted me. See, those that seek the Lord shall never, their faces shall never be put to shame. Seek the Lord. Praise God. The hour has come to leave all. See, leave the vanities of this age, the fightings, the quarrels, the bitterness, the hate, the strife. Let go. Let go. Let go, brethren, let go. And begin to see yourself in that body. Because that is your body. Praise God. When you walk outside the revelation of what Daniel saw, when you walk outside that crowd, that multitude in that body, you are walking in darkness. See, and that is the reason why many people suffer the things that they suffer. See, this is the reason. See, while many people go through the things, the horrors that they go through, because they have lost their way from that body. But we thank God. Praise God. This company of people that formed that light body represents the body of the Lord. Praise God. It's a privilege. Hallelujah. God is speaking this hour. See it. Raising His sons who have slept in the dust. See, the last chapter in Daniel speaks about the company of people that shall awake from the dust. Praise God. They shall awake from the dust and they shall enter into that life. They shall enter into that body. Praise God. These are the stars of God. Praise God. These are the ones that form the stars upon the right hand of the Alpha and the Omega. These are the angels of the seven churches, the messengers of God. See, the overcomers, the ones in whom is inscribed the name and the glory of God. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I want to be in that number. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm willing to let go to be in that number. It's no child's play. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. Praise God. I want to be in the company of 1,000. See, this is the company of 1,000, the innumerable saints gathered into the Lord that partake of the immortal glory of God, the flawless glory of God. This is our portion, brethren. So wherever you are today, begin to lift up your eyes to heaven. Lift up your eyes to heaven and begin to consider the things that the Lord has presented to us today on the platter of gold. He has given us His Spirit the spirit of wisdom and revelation, understanding in this hour. This illumine our eyes once more. Remember the eyes of that man from heaven that Daniel saw? His eyes shone like lamps of fire, like torches. He talks of the wisdom of God, the celestial wisdom of God. Paul says that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know the hope of our calling in Christ, that we may know, that we may see and perceive and realize. See the depth, the breadth, the length, the height, the width of everything, the love of God, and the infinite possibilities that God has given to us from the foundation of the world. Praise God. What are we doing? We ought to praise God and worship Him for what He's doing to us. Worship Him for this great revelation. And by faith, find ourselves back. Praise God. It's only by Him we can escape the corruption that is in this world. It's only by the revelation of this creature from heaven, the Lord from heaven. Revelation of our origin in Him, that we can be found immaculate, perfect, without spot, without wrinkle. By faith, see. By faith, receive. And begin to walk in this great revelation. Those who discover this place, those who discover themselves back in this body, can never taste death. These ones have unhindered access to the totality of God's glory. They walk as God. They walk in God. Praise God. The power of the resurrection is there to lift us up. Lift us up out of the earth. Lift us up out of the illusion of this life we've lived as mortals separate from God. This life of poverty, of suffering. Say this life of death and pain, sorrows and all these things we suffer as men. The power of God is there to lift us up. Lift us up, oh God. Hallelujah. Lift your people up, oh God, from across the globe. Those who hear this message today, lift them up, Father, and let them find themselves once more in that glorious light body, speaking and shouting for joy among the company of saints who are gathered unto the Lord. Glory be to God. So let us round up by saying that the will of God for our lives today is that we prosper in all things. Hallelujah. Let go of the past. Let go of the things that this world has got to offer, and with patience and continuity, confess the name of the Lord. Recognize the Lord as your life. Recognize yourself in that light body that Daniel saw. Praise God. Daniel never had the revelation that we have today. We can preach things like this because the Spirit of God has been unleashed on us without measure, so that we can understand the deep, deep things of God. We are beginning to understand these visions that many, many men of old could never understand. We are beginning to understand the mystery of life that God has freely given to us from the foundation of the world. God bless you.